Salam, everyone. The monthly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section, Interfaith. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission and our room. For those who are new to this room, we gather together here every month and discuss the teaching that have come to humanity as the unifying force which has been prophesied to come at the end time, and all the religions of the world have promised that at the end time the confusion will be lifted and humanity will see for the first time there is only one God for all humanity, and they should realize and recognize that they are the children of the same Creator. These prophecies are now fulfilled, and humanity is called to come and see how God sent a part of a greater truth to man. And when this revelation explains to you how each of them have a part of a greater truth, then everything becomes so clear and no confusion will be left. Indeed, this revelation is here to glorify God and make the people who do not have God in their lives, or they think they are God themselves, instead of recognizing they have the potential to manifest God's quality, and those who put God out of everything in their lives and intellectual explanation will eventually see God indeed is the Creator. He exists, He is intelligent, He is powerful. The only power that He cannot use is the power over the free will of man. That same free will was the reason for the darkness in the beginning. That Bible clearly says in the beginning there was a darkness, and therefore God moved and eventually came up with the eternal divine path and recognized how He can help that darkness to turn around. He couldn't just snap His finger at that time and say darkness become light, but He has to go through a long time of creation and history to bring us to this point. He sent the prophets who glorified God, and God glorified them. And whoever glorifies God and the prophets will be glorified. Therefore, there have been a plan for the creation and coming of all this revelation to guide man to light and make them recognize that they have to accept God's revelation with complete free will. You have the choice not to accept this revelation. You have the choice not to accept all the prophets. You have the choice to follow your own understanding or eventually read through, understand this revelation, see the words of God which have come through all the prophets, and there is no contradiction in the essence of their teachings. If there is any contradiction, is misunderstanding of man, dogmas, and separative ideas from ego. Therefore, ego has the choice to not choose God. And he who has no ego will connect to God directly and will be one with the essence. Such a person cannot lie. Such a person cannot accept dogmas. Such a person indeed glorify God because they are one. There is no separation between the two, and they are directly connected. And he and God become one, as Christ clearly said, "Me and the Father are one." Of course, the human mind accepts that as only Christ is one with God, and you cannot be a part of God if we do not accept that indeed we have the same consciousness as Christ, and we can progress, we can overcome, we can get rid of all the dogmas and misunderstandings and our ego, and eventually one day say, "Me and the Father are one." Of course, saying it is not enough, but you have to manifest God's quality, compassion, mercy, ability to see the two sides of each story, judge clearly with no attachment to anything in this external world that clouds your judgment, ability to see the universe as your home, God as your father and mother, and shatter any narrowness of the mind, hate, destructive tendencies of the ego, and be able to see everyone as essence of God. These are the people that God has created the universe and the creation. For the last 12,000 years, they have been meditating. They have been awakening their spiritual forces. They have been with every major prophet that have come to earth, and they are the one God calls elects. Those are the one that Christ called the salt of the world. The salts of the world are the ones that indeed see this revelation clearly, and they glorify God and the prophet, so they will be glorified themselves. Clearly God says, "My prophets glorify me and I glorify them." That is one step that they will take. Other steps are revealed. They are the people, they are meditative. They have deep understanding of God. They are representative of four classes that has been revealed in our teachings. They have ability to solve problem. They are the people who dedicate their lives completely to God and are flexible enough to fit in any situation and manifest their quality and the abilities to further God's revelation. So there has been a plan of God. There's been a creation for a purpose, for a reason. That purpose and reason is to turn man around, to baptize him with the Holy Ghost and tell him Your way is not toward the world, but toward the spirit within you. Turn around the energy which is going outward, inward. Close your eyes and meditate. Look at yourself, your life, your attachments, your desires, your ego, your wants, your inability to have great faith, inability to go to the limb for God, and see what is keeping me from understanding that I am a part of the universe and God. Fears, desires, attachments, wants, these are all the quality of the lower nature. You cannot have this thing and say, I am God. My essence and God are one. Yes, your essence and God are one, but your essence is under the influence of the lower nature. So be brave, be a paravipra indeed, and overcome any fears. And of course, there are things in the universe that have to be provided for every person, and that is the physiological and safety need, emotional and psychological wants that God has given a way to satisfy without doing too much or becoming too worldly or letting the world become your master. That is what we call the communities of light. Communities of light are the gathering of the people together in close proximity, those who are willing to meditate, they are willing to examine their own motives and understanding, those who are willing to change, to progress, to evolve, those who are willing to create an environment that is good for everyone. By understanding themselves and others, after a while they understand their own essence and become closer and closer to God, and the more they overcome their lower nature, the greater manifestation of their higher self. Such an environment that helps these people to progress is called the community. The first step of awakening of spiritual forces are related to meditation, contemplation, concentration, realization, progress, etc. And that is the teachings of all mystical paths like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, and Sufis in Islam. So we can see all the mystical path. Anybody who says, know thyself to know God, is a part of this mystical path. The second level, creation of the environment or community, related to the Old Testament. In whole Old Testament, the idea is God is trying to find a people who will listen to him, follow his laws, and become the elects, the chosen people. It's an example for the rest of humanity. Now we know that elect is he who follow eternal divine path. The concept of elect is expanded to cover all humanity. It does not belong to any specific religion or race, but whoever follows the eternal divine path, meditate, creates the community, and follow the rest of the eternal divine path. Therefore, the second step in the eternal divine path is to come together, meditate together, do the rituals together, start understanding one another, see where each person falls in the community, how men and women and children can get along together, how men and women might be different in their approach, and how they can bring this different energy together and create a more beautiful environment, how they can share their resources, that there will be less pressure on everybody in the external world, and therefore to be in the world but not of it. That brings us to the third step in the eternal divine path, and that is the New Testament. If you read New Testament, Christ symbolizes the ultimate sacrifice. He is willing to go to the cross for his own ideal and the fulfillment of the prophecies. Therefore, the third step to create the communities of light is sacrifice, sharing. Of course, sharing does not mean that I will not do any work, I will not do anything that make me a contributing member of the community, but I come and I share whatever you have. That's what Maitreya said, share. You have give it to me. I don't have to do work or be a part of the community or contribute in the wealth and well-being of the community. That is not sharing. That is freeloading. That is not be able to become a part of the vibrant community. In the vibrant community, each individual pulls their weight and more. Therefore, they become prosperous, but their prosperity is shared. If a group or an individual or a couple have more, are willing to share it with other members in the community, and therefore the pressure to be in this world will be less than if you by yourself living out there or a couple trying to make it. Of course, in the communities with this privilege, not everybody has to work. Probably 2-3 people can stay, take care of the cooking or cleaning or children. So you don't have to take your children to babysitters or somebody who has a daycare center who you don't know them at all. So you have to trust your most precious, your children, to the people you absolutely have no idea who they are. But in the communities of light, you can trust your child with the people at least you know some, you can talk to, you can eat, you can create rapport, and you know them after a while very well. So we can see that is one benefit of communities of light. Another benefit is sharing with each individual, recognizing sharing doesn't mean you give it to me, but I don't do anything. And also old people. They come old and they need some help from the community. It was 2-3 people who stay behind. Can take care of them. You don't have to put them in the nursing homes. People, you don't know even who they are. And of course, we have heard terrifying stories of what some of these nursing homes do to older people. They get sore, they're not attended, they just sit there and wasting their life to die. That's all they're waiting for. But the person who is in the communities of light, when he's old, she even can be useful. She can take care of children, she can cook, she can carry a little thing around. Of course, if you're really a spunky old person, you might even participate quite well in the community instead of sitting on your chair and waiting when you're going to die. Even that's going to be fine and better for them. So it's a time for humanity to create the compassion, to create the ability to see the Word of God and the way of God is much better than egoistical and self-centric ways that the world are following now. Of course, that needs the expansion of the mind. That needs that we accept God's will and God's way and say, "Your will be done, not mine. Show me the light. Teach me the true way, the natural way, and the way you have created the universe, and I will follow your way and your will." That is the part that the individual surrender and submit their will to God's will. Okay, I'm meditating, I'm recognizing and realizing more and more my shortcomings, my problems, my understanding, my desires, my ideas. I read though, I read Quran, I read Bhagavad Gita, I read Upanishad, I read Buddhist teaching, I read Sufi's teaching, Kabbalah. I study the life of the saints. I read the Old Testament, New Testament, and the writings of other prophets, and more to recognize and realize your will. I can see how you created this universe, and man and woman and children, and how they each are necessary for this creation and where they each fall. I give up my will. I will let your will be my will. That is called surrendering and submission to God. And when you surrender and submit your will to God's will, you indeed become a channel. You become a connected person who can bring the will of God not only to yourselves, but to others. The very word surrendering submission comes from the word taslim in Arabic language, and Islam comes from that root. So when your will and God's will become one, when you meditate, when you join the communities of light, when you progress, when you willing to share your excesses with others, when you become submissive to God's will, then you recognize that God's way works. It makes life easier. It makes relationships deep. It makes the communities peaceful. It includes everybody. And little by little, you see that essence in the whole human race and the universe. That is when you recognize and realize that God is everything. That is one of the things that Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'is have a hard time to accept. They say, how can God be creator at the same time be everything? Simple. God used his own body and the darkness to create this universe. Very teachings of Kabbalah, saints in Christianity and Sufis teach that. Kabbalah teaches that indeed we are a part of God. Our essence is one with God. And the goal is to reach the highest level of the tree of life, which is oneness with God. The saints claim that I die every day and God or Christ is more in me than I. It means God is replacing me, I am no longer there because my ego is dissolving to the ego of Christ or God. And therefore, we becoming one again. God is everything. I am a part of God. Sufis jump of joy and say, "Anna Allah," means I am God. Christ said the same thing. Me and the Father are one. And the Jewish were petrified because they thought God is sitting up there angry all the time, yelling at everybody. And then this person says he is God. Because if Christ had said that to a Hindu or a Buddhist, they say, so am I. That would have been the end of the story and nobody would crucify him. But that to them is blasphemy. Because they did not understand that God is everything. It's when you reach a point that you recognize that the universe indeed is created by God and you shatter every narrowness of the mind, of mind, dying, nationality, gender, and anything that separates you from the rest of the universe, then you become a universalist. That is the message of the fifth seal or Baha'i teaching, that all religion have brought the same truth. Of course, we know that is not quite correct. Yes, they brought the same truth, but also each of them brought a very specific message that now is revealed in this revelation. This is the people who reached a point that they have the potential to become an elect. They meditate, they close their eyes, they turn the energy around instead of going outward, going inward. They look at themselves squarely, honestly, completely, bravely. So it is the path of the brave, the path of a person who really wants to face themselves. It is the most scary thing for a person truly wants to turn around and face himself. I mean, honestly. Honestly see, what is my problem? What do I have that keeping me from dissolving my ego to God? What is my attachments, desires, wants, craving, fears? And holiness. What are these that keep me from completely dedicate myself to the goal of life, which is to become divine? They live in a community that they know it's going to be helpful to them. They easily can be in the world, but not of it. But they should want to be in the community. They should have the desire. They should have the ability. They should be community person. You can come to community, but if you're not a community person, eventually you will not stay long. If you still want to keep your ego in the community, it's not going to work. But in order to dissolve your ego, you recognize the third seal, sacrifice. You have to give of yourself some. You don't have to give too much, but you have to give. You don't have to give to those that they want to take advantage of the community, but you have to give to those who are a part of community, those who do pull their weights and you pull your weight, and therefore you all are satisfied that everybody is indeed a part of the community that all work for its wellness, wealthiness, and being. And of course, you start knowing the mind of God. You eventually accept His mind instead of your mind, and you become surrendered and submissive, and become universalist. You become an elect, the sixth seal in eternal divine path. You become a chosen one. He who God calls my elects, and they are the most blessed. They are the one indeed. They have a strong grip of the truth of God and religions. They can read Quran, they can read Bhagavad Gita, they can read New Testament, Old Testament, they can read every scripture of God, see the thread of the truth in them, and realize indeed all of them have sinned with one mind, and there is no contradiction in them, especially after they understand these teachings and revelation, and now they can see where each of these revelations fall. Then you have no choice but utter that indeed God exists. He created the universe. He created the history. He sent all the prophets. And the essence of every man is the same as God. And God is everything. And you shatter every narrowness of the mind. And you free yourself from this world and the ego that is running it at this point. Then you feel so sorry for those people who fight, who kill, who killed, those who separate man from man and the religions from religions. And you look at them with a sorrow and wise eye. And you long to also guide them to see this truth and the light and free them from the bondage that they live in. This is where humanity is going toward this vision, toward the shattering of all the bounds and boundaries that exist between humanity. We call them. We send them an email, we send them a letter. We told them, come together. This is the last call, the Nineveh, Earth, the time of Nova. The time is up. It is the end time. Look at the revelation, unification of all religion. That is the miracle. Nobody have been able to unify all religions of the world but this revelation. Look at the prophecies, look at all the evidence that have come with no doubt that this revealer is a prophet of God, is the fulfillment of the revelation at the end time. Come. And he is giving you the last chance, the last call. And you as the people who have heard my voice and revelation are responsible to send that letter to every person you know, your family, your friends, and whoever else there is out there. You can see God's work is flexible. If people come together tomorrow and say, yes, we heard your message, we were wrong, if they put the ashes on themselves and wear sackcloth and come and join, we can stop this tribulation which is coming. It can be stopped. See, God is not unflexible and say, okay, I'm going to bring this destruction, even if turn around and say, yeah, we repent, we understand, we are wrong, our understanding is faulty, our systems are based on ego, our world is based on separation and destruction, and come together and implement the eternal divine path, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, we don't have to go through this tribulation, through the destruction. But this is a promise that all the intellectuals and those who do not accept the call of God and those who indeed resist these will eventually recognize there is a God and He has created all things and He will bring His kingdom on earth. It doesn't matter what they might do to the prophet or be angry with the messenger, the action has been put into motion. As Christ said, the axe has been put to the root. I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to make you afraid. God has already shown where the safest place is on earth, and He has shown the way is the coming of light. The response has not been favorable. The letter has not been answered or heard or accepted. But we have to send it to everyone so those who will accept will be saved. And those who will not, they have no excuse. They say, we didn't hear it. Nobody sent it to us. So we can see there is a plan, there is a creation, there is a God. This is the end time. This is the revelation of the seven seals, opening of the seal that God said will come at the end time. And only after the revelation of the seventh seal, the mystery of God will be finished. No other revelation, religion, prophet, people can claim they have the whole truth and they know the mystery. But those who understand these teachings. Therefore, it is an easy work for us because God's support is indeed with us and this mission. We indeed have warned everyone of what is coming. Of course, God has been warning them for thousands of years. But our effort should be doubled, tripled, and made much stronger to give this message to humanity. Turn around, man. Turn around, humanity. A great fall is in front of you, that if you don't turn around, you will fall into it. I tried very hard not to be a prophet of doom and gloom. But that is the truth of it. That's where we are going. Just look at the global warming. Look at the destruction between religions and cultures. Look at the clash of humanity which is going on. I feel responsible to warn, to tell humanity this is coming. I don't like it. I'd rather talk about the coming of the kingdom, the coming of light, the peace and beauty that it will bring. I like to talk about the eternal divine path and how wonderful it is. But it's time, and the time has come to emphasize and bring this to humans' attention that the time is up. Of course, when we say the time is up, God's timing is different than us. It's not going to probably happen in an hour from now. Or maybe it happens. I don't know. Future belongs to God. But it will happen. But we can see the signs. The signs are all over. You should be pretty blind not to see that earth is in upheaval and great disasters are approaching humanity. The only thing they have to do is to listen to that letter, to listen to this revelation and teaching, to understand there is no separation between religion. They still are fighting over religions. When we look at their fight and just shake our head, you don't have to. You are a part of greater truth. So this is going to happen, but blessed is who he or she is a part of it. Blessed is the elect, those who will be glorified by God. Indeed, I am here to glorify God because he is full of glory, and our concentration on that glory takes us away from our ego, and therefore we become a part of that glory, and God indeed glorifies us. Not glory in the sense that ego longs and craves, but the glory that we don't even ask for it and comes to us. Therefore, glorify God, glorify the prophets of God, and listen to their words, which are the word of God, and see your life will change, you will change, the whole earth eventually will change, because the whole earth will be glorifying God. And that is when the kingdom will come. We will have the communities of light all over the earth, and the children will be happy and grow with laughter and beauty. The old people will enjoy their life with no fear of old age. The only thing we have to give up is our ego. If you have any questions at this time, go ahead. Of course, you could have asked questions anytime you wanted. But if you have anything from what I just talked about, which is the essence of the revelation of these teachings, go ahead and type in text. And if you have been in our website and study our teaching and know the base of it, of course, you can raise your hand and ask questions. But in general, that is what the teachings are. The teaching which is based on the Word of God, a teaching that unifies all the religions of the world and fulfills all the prophecies. It comes at the end time, and it's calling for humanity to recognize there is no separation between religions. And we are all the children of the same God. And we have to stop looking at each other from our point of the view, cultural, religion, background, but submit our will to the will of God, which is everything. Therefore, any ideas, any teaching, any understanding that separates any part of the universe from any other part is not from God, is from ego. Therefore, we shatter any ideas that separate any part of the universe from any other part, and we teach that the essence of God is even in our enemies. But of course, if enemies tries to kill us, we might fight back. That doesn't mean we will not defend ourselves. Just like a story of the man who sat by his teacher, and teacher said, God is everything. And the man was in a bliss of recognizing suddenly, yeah, God is this tree, God is this water, God is this stone. And as he was in a blissful state of walking around and seeing God is in everything, suddenly somebody yelled, "Mad elephant! Mad elephant!" And God looked around and said, yeah, a mad elephant coming toward him. And he said, well, look at him. God is him too. But the mad elephant came and put his trunk around him and threw him in the bushes with the thorns, and he broke a couple of limbs and bones and got all tore up in the thorns, and he was really mad with his teacher. So the next day he went to his teacher and very angry said, what are you talking about? God is everything. See what happened to me. I was looking around and say God is everything, and when I heard somebody said mad elephant, I saw the elephant, but it was God. This mad elephant came and did that to me. The teacher said, but the one who was yelling mad elephant is also God. So we have to be wise and use our wisdom, although we accept God is everything. But as we teach everyone that God is everything, as we bring humanity to this recognition more and more, there will be less enmity among people, because they will see each other as a part of God, and they will create peaceful attitude toward each other, and therefore eventually we can bring peace and unity to earth. Indeed, humanity have to learn these lessons, because the coming of the kingdom, humanity have to become one and create an environment and system that create peace and unity and kingdom on earth. They have to recognize more and more that there is only one people and one God. Even if there are aliens out there, those who are not against us, they are not our enemy, they are also a part of God. So this expansion of the mind, this evolution of human understanding has to come. Indeed, it's already here. But those who even have seen this vision and understanding, they are caught in this world. They don't know how to get out of it. They're afraid to commit themselves to the will of God. But blessed is he who will overcome and will commit himself or herself to the will of God. Those who shatter their own narrowness of the mind and attachments, their own ideas and will, and let the will of God to come through them. They become great teachers, great leaders. They become great supporters. They become great. These are the ones that will teach other humanity, will provide the ability of these teachings to touch the humanity all over the world. Those who reach and send that letter to everyone they can think of, no matter how small or how big those people are. And also don't worry about if somebody has already sent letter to such a person or such a person. Send it again and again and again to the same person if it's necessary to be done. Give this teaching to every human and forewarn them of the coming of the wrath of God, I can say. Really, it's not the wrath of God, but it is the result of resistance of humanity to the purpose and the reason this creation has been created for. So submit your will to the will of God, and that will is not my will, It's all in the scriptures. It's all in Tao and our teachings. As I said many times, I am not the head of the hierarchy. I am the heart. You evolve around this point or center or nokte, as Bab called himself in Baha'i teaching. This center creates a circle which is the tightest shape. Therefore, submit yourself to the will of God. Submit yourself to the revelations and prophets. Listen to them. Understand His will. Know that the kingdom of God will come. With us or without us, it is going to happen. But blessed is the one who will be a part of it, who will come, who will join, who will sacrifice, lead, teach, help. He who will send that letter to every being they can find. Blessed is indeed those who called elects. And at least there are 144,000 of them. Just imagine if we had 144,000 Maitreya and they were been giving satsangs and teachings all over the earth and sending the warning letter to everyone, and eventually even the leaders who do not see their way straight might see that this is the way of salvation and helping humanity to come out of where they are. Great events is coming to humanity, and the sooner we jump at the bandwagon, the better off we are. Of course, I have no doubt when the tribulation and disaster comes, many people will join and want to be in the bandwagon, but I'm not sure if bandwagon is going to have enough room for everyone then. Indeed, we were discussing with a few people about what we're going to do if suddenly a rush of crowd start coming and joining the mission, how we're going to support such a people. There were beautiful ideas there. So we are preparing ourselves, but being in the bandwagon now or sooner is going to be easier for everyone, and it is going to be more godly as well. I don't see any questions, and I hope again all listen to this word of God and wisdom and truth and unity. Contact your leaders, religions, preachers, and teachers. Let everybody know there is no separation between religions. There is no separation between human. There is only one God. And He sent all revelation to humanity. Salam everyone. Be with God. See you next month.